On February 3rd of this year, Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky was inside a New Hampshire liquor store. He watched as a couple, who had arrived in a car with New York plates, placed an order for more than $24,000 worth of alcohol.
People working at the store, there must have been three or four people, compiled the order. They put it on hand trucks, big hand trucks. There were two of them.
When the pair went to pay for their purchase, the man pulled out a wad of cash, Valinsky says, and gave approximately half of it to his female companion. They each then made separate purchases, two cash transactions that fell just under $10,000 each, and put the balance on a credit card.
And because they were less than $10,000 in cash each, they avoided filling out the IRS 8300 form.
IRS Form 8300. It requires the name of the purchaser when the transaction includes more than $10,000 in cash. And this is key to Valinsky's charge. When he saw the couple break their purchase into two smaller sales to avoid filling out the IRS form, it was to hide this cash. They were breaking federal law. And the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, owned and operated by state government, he says has gone out of its way to make these transactions easier. Valinsky is a Democrat who serves on the five-member executive council. Earlier this week, he submitted a memo containing his own observations, whistleblower statements, and official documents to the governor and attorney general's office.
This is a big enterprise, and the liquor sales fund a lot of important state programs. And so if I'm being told that part of those liquor sales may not be legal, may subject us to suit by a neighboring state, may put our employees in some danger, it becomes my responsibility to raise the issue.
Interestingly, the $24,000 purchase Valinsky witnessed involved almost exclusively Hennessy cognac. Hennessy, he alleges, is at the root of this scheme. Out-of-state residents are coming to New Hampshire to buy the cognac because of the state's lower prices. The Liquor Commission keeps thousands of bottles in its inventories, but only at stores near the state's southern borders. According to the commission's online inventory, the Londonderry Liquor Store has 3,500 bottles of Hennessy in stock, 2,600 in Keene. Meanwhile, in Peterborough, there were just 15 bottles, and three in Lebanon. No other liquor based on the online inventory is stocked in such large quantities.
There's certainly question raised about why it's stocked in those ways.
Valinsky's allegations may sound sensational, but there is some evidence that out-of-staters are coming to New Hampshire to make illegal bulk liquor buys. There have been three major busts involving New Hampshire-sold Hennessy in recent months, one in New York and two in Vermont. Those cases involved people who officials say were on their way back to New York City to sell the Hennessy to Chinese restaurants.
They had large quantities of cash. They had numerous gift cards, and it appears as though they go from one store to the other.
This is Vermont's Liquor Control Commissioner Patrick Delaney. He says the system of bootlegging is well known to authorities outside of New Hampshire.
The activity itself is basically tax evasion.
Potentially illegal all-cash transactions at New Hampshire liquor stores have also apparently caught the eye of the IRS. The agency wouldn't confirm an active investigation, but a spokesperson tells NHPR, quote, "We are aware of this and similar schemes." Valinsky alleges in his memo that the New Hampshire Liquor Commission has long known about these questionable transactions and may be assisting them. He writes that employees at liquor stores are being instructed to ignore suspicious bulk purchases, that the Liquor Commission is giving advance notice of promotions to these out-of-state customers, and he alleges cash-counting machines have been installed at certain stores to speed up transactions. He's calling for the Attorney General, as well as an outside auditor, to investigate these practices. The New Hampshire AG's office says it's still reviewing the documents submitted by Valinsky and can't yet comment. Governor Sununu's office declined to comment as well. The State Liquor Commission is a cash cow, one of the rare government agencies that gets high marks from most people. Last year, it generated $153 million in revenue for the state, accounting for 6% of the entire budget.
Now, we're a big contributor. It's a big part of the state's budget. And we're very, very pleased with the business and the way it's going.
That's Liquor Commission Chairman Joseph Malika speaking with WMUR last year. For its part, the commission point blank rejects Valinsky's allegations that they're facilitating any questionable transactions. In a statement, the agency tells NHPR, There's nothing illegal or unscrupulous about making large sales to out-of-state customers as long as employees follow state and federal policies. The commission goes on to criticize Valinsky for his undercover work and for treating the commission as a, quote, political football. Rich Gola is president of the State Employees Association, the union which represents liquor store employees. He says he's heard concerns from his rank and file about the all-cash transactions.
They're starting to feel like a drug dealer. Because they, you know, it's not common for folks to come in and drop $9,000 all on Hennessy products and then leave and go to another store and do the same thing.
Gullah himself is a longtime state liquor store manager in New Hampshire, who's now on a leave of absence during his union term. He says employee safety is put at risk by processing these sales.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to figure out that these people are coming in on a regular basis with all this cash, putting it out on the counter, counting it all. They're just thankful no one's been hurt.
There will likely be a fair amount of cash moving through the stores during February. Bottles of Hennessy Cognac are on sale at state-run liquor stores through the end of the month. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Todd Bookman.